I care. Instant inspiration. I care. Really, if I care, my life will never be the same again. But do we really know how to care? Do we care with the desire for helping people, changing other people's lives, or making an impact on other people? Or do we care out of the depth of our own heart? If I care, my life will never be the same again. One of the positive thinking writers, Og Mandel, very outstanding writer if you have a chance to read him, Og Mandel wrote of attitude. Beginning today, he writes, treat everyone you meet as if they were going to be dead by midnight. Didn't sound very practical, though it did. Extend them all of the care, kindness, and understanding you can muster, and do it with no thought of any reward. Your life will never be the same again. Well, Mr. Mandel's got a point there. We sort of have to have an attitude about people. And our attitude about people is that they live forever. And that we'll have tomorrow and the next day and the next day to make up if we goof up today. If we make a mistake in being unkind or unloving, if we make a mistake in walking our path in a sincere, dedicated way, there's always tomorrow that we can pick up the loose ends and figure out what we did wrong. However, it may not be a tomorrow. We might move into another dimension ourselves, much less anybody else. And certainly other people could easily move into other dimensions, because that sort of thing is going on all the time. Very busy mode of traffic, other dimensions. Really, and we talk about, did you tell your father that you loved him before you died? Did you tell your mother how much she meant to you and how much it meant to you to have those little things that she did that you never really mentioned? Because they were so ordinary and they were so commonplace, you didn't think to mention it. Did you tell your mother how much it meant that she tucked you in every night, even when you were a big girl or a big boy? Even when you were an adult and you came home, and you came home to visit, and she knocked on your door, and you said, come in. And she came in, and she says, it's so nice having you home again. The house feels so warm when you're here. I love you so much. And then she comes over and tucks you in. Here you are, 30 years old, you know. And she tucks you in and snuggles you for a moment and kisses you and says, good night, sweetheart. Have happy dreams. Just as though you were some youngster. And how wonderful that felt. Did you ever say thank you for that? Did your dad ever do that? Dads are not known for doing that, but some dads do. And did your dad come in, knock at your door and say, well, sweetheart, did you have a wonderful day? Is everything going right for you? I've been praying for you and seeing everything going right. You know, you're my princess. And then he tucks you in, gives you a caress, a kiss, and said, good night, my love. Happy dreams. And he walks out, and you think to yourself, I got the greatest dad in the world. And you're 42 years old. Maybe even 50 years old. You're never too old to receive a blessing from someone and have it make a great impact on your life. And it's the same way. No one else is ever too old or too distant from your family or yourself for you to make an impact on their life. For you to say to a perfect stranger, hi, how are you doing today? It's so nice to see you. And then go on your way. They'll say, yeah, isn't that nice? They saw something in me that I wasn't really noticing. They saw a smile in me. Obviously, they must have, they responded to it. Gee, that was so nice. That's such a caring gesture. You see, it's the little things, the seemingly meaningless things, that make life fill with all the joys that there is. I said to somebody something, now isn't that significant, and I thanked him for something or other, and then I said, I bless you. And well, thank you, you know, with all meaning, thank you. As though they hadn't received many blessings, and perhaps they hadn't. Maybe a lot of people don't give blessings. They say, God bless you. And of course, God outside blessing is not quite the same as if you say, I bless you. I surround you with my pure white light of love. I fill you with my joy. I see your life just filled with happiness and goodness and peace and love. And you think to yourself, wow, what a wonderful thing to do. What a thoughtful thing to do. What a powerful thing to do. I ought to do that more often too. You know, it's not a matter that people are going to die at midnight. It's a matter that you may only see them once. You may only pass through their world and they through yours once. And what sort of a blessing have you shared with them from you of who you are? Are you ready to do that sort of thing? Are you ready to be a blessing sharer like a Johnny Appleseed, you know? Are you willing to plant your seeds of love wherever you are? Your seeds of joy and peace and harmony, of delight and appreciation? I tucked my son in until he was 25 years old. Whenever I was home, I'd tuck him in. I'd say, good night, Mark. I love you. Give him a smooch and go on my way. And then one day he wasn't in his bedroom and I was kind of surprised. But he'd found a girlfriend. Then he came in to me and said, Dad, I want you to do our wedding. And I said, super wonderful. What a lovely blessing. What a lovely blessing. That would have been a lovely blessing too had he been able to wait with his second marriage just a few days so that I could have been there and done it for him. But they were eager. Marriage is that way sometimes. But it meant so much to me to do it the first time. And I still delight in both of them. And I delight in his new partner. Because they make a happy marriage, and I tell them so as often as I see them. Do you tell your family? Do you tell your friends? Do you tell your world what a nice person you are by saying how nice they are? Because that's the message that comes across. You don't do it on purpose to say how nice you are, but you do it on purpose to say how nice they are. And it always comes back. So, you'll have yourself a lovely day. Do beautiful things. Say lovely things to yourself and to everybody in your world. And I will say to you, I love you. I surround you with my pure white light of love. I see all your ways peace. And all your paths, pleasantness.